Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to the best 2-on-1 ever! We're getting better.
We really are. And I'm trying not to scream because my voice always cuts out on the audio. I've noticed. My mic is just like, this is too loud.
You're good. And just an FYI for our fans, thank you for following us, continuing to following us on Instagram. And now we are on Twitter and TikTok.
Yes!
So that's some pretty exciting news there as well. And I do have exciting news. Rodney from Bachelor in Paradise viewed one of our TikToks. So Rodney, if you're listening and you liked the last TikTok that you saw, please come on our podcast.
Yes, Rodney, we love you.
Rodney, I was at your Bachelor Live on stage in Morristown. Okay, so I, you know, I'm a pretty big fan. All right, we've been in the same room together, so you don't want to miss your opportunity again.
Oh my gosh. Yes, Rodney, please. We should we'll reach out to him, but I feel like every time we reach out, they're like, yes. And then they ghost us.
Yeah. But you know what? Whatever. But all that matters is that the real stars are here, which is me and you. So. Sure. Alex.
Yes.
A lot of tea to spill this week.
Yeah. I'm like overwhelmed with the amount of tea.
Yeah. I mean, so let's get started, I guess. Let's see. So we start off. I don't know what's wrong with me. So we start off with Victoria from Peter's season.
Yes.
Hold on. Why is my screen like this? Do you see why I look so?
Yeah, it looks like a cloud just went over you.
Yeah, it just happened. Hold on.
For those of you listening, we've got like the blurred background on our Zooms, and it looks like Amanda was just absorbed into the. Yeah, it looks good. Like she was just absorbed into her blur. She just wiped off the camera lens. Let's see. Oh, I just got an email. Or did Amanda get an email?
What the frick was that?
Amanda, I don't know. It looked like you got absorbed into the blurred background.
It's literally spooky season. What the fuck?
It's spooky season.
That was so weird. That has never happened to me before. Maybe because I feel spooky about Victoria and the computer was just like, let's blur you more.
Yes. Yes.
100%. That was so weird.
It was weird. It's okay. You're back now and you're beautiful.
Aw, yay.
So if you're ready, please continue to introduce us to Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope that my face stays like this as I'm talking. So Victoria is from Peter Weber's season Throwback Thursday to Pilot Pete. Those days, remember that?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Just as Haley was saying that they're at full capacity, Victoria comes in. And of course, she's Miss Steal Yo Man. Yep. So Justin in the hot seat. You know, that's the one that she's leaning toward. So,
everyone loves Justin this season.
I love him. I think he's great. But Genevieve, you know, little sensitive. not too thrilled about this date.
Do you follow Genevieve on... Oh, my God. No. Okay, sorry. Technical difficulties again. So I do the podcast here at my like armoire, like I have all my makeup here, and I just like look down and my phone looks wet. So I just went to move it and I was like, maybe the condensation from my water, my hair oil spilled everywhere. And now it's all over my phone.
Oh my God. Do you want to clean it? Go ahead, clean it.
We're in the middle. I'm like wiping the hair oil on my hair because it's all over my hands. I was like, that's a lot of condensation. Oh God, Amanda, this is not our day. It's okay.
No, But go ahead. I'll fill everybody in while you dig while I was gone. My ghost days. So it's okay. These things happen, people. You know, we're just two AGs with no filter. That's
with
just
no filter and literally little, only a small amount of professionalism.
Exactly. So we're back to Genevieve. I do not follow her on Instagram.
Oh well, no, on Twitter. She was saying like, oh, this is what 20 hours straight of no sleep looks like. And LOL, I'm acting like we've been dating for 2 years. Like, she was, like, making fun of the way she was reacting.
Okay. Well, she should, because she was a little over the top.
Yeah.
As I phrased it, very on edge. In my notes. I, you know, just being honest. So.
Yes.
I think Justin did the right thing by going on the date and letting her know, like, hey, I'm going to go on this date. And she was so pissed, but yet she did it too. So we'll get into that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go all over the place. I want to keep things in order. So I say was, that.
Did you just at me, Amanda?
No, I at both of us because, you know, I ran yeah. late today. My screen became like a freaking fog show. And then your hair oil shit, you
yeah,
know.
Sponsored like, by Sephora and JVN. I love JVN's hair care products.
Hi, Jonathan. And then my sponsor is Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, God.
I literally don't even know what happened, but whatever. So, you know, let's see. So the other thing I got out of this is that Clayton's girls feel like they've talked to the other guys in Paradise more than Clayton. And I found that to be true, yet very funny at the same time.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk this week about like the difference between Paradise and
The Bachelor.
And they really are two completely different shows. Like, like you said, you don't get that much time with the lead. And like everyone was like, Paradise is so much harder.
I feel like it's the opposite, but I can't comment because I've never been on the show.
But one day.
No, I'm not going on the show. You will never find me there. I'm not going on it, but I appreciate it. Appreciate the commentary. So, yeah. And then another thing that I noticed that you're going to laugh about, Alex, is this is the first episode where I've seen Jacob wear pants.
Yes, that's right.
I was so proud of him. I'm like, dude, you graduated, you put some pants on. That's what's up. I'm like,
that's what's up.
I didn't know if you noticed that, but when I saw that, I was so excited. I'm like, he's wearing pants. So that was a nice thing for him to do for Bachelor Nation. Put some freaking pants on, right, Alex?
Put some freaking pants on. That's right.
That's the title of our episode. Put some freaking pants on and shove it up your butt. I don't know.
How are you supposed to shove something up your butt when you have pants on? Wouldn't it be the opposite? Take your pants off and shove
I'm a big fan butt? Of Stanley from The Office, okay? And that's one of my favorite quotes. And shove it up your butt.
I thought you were going to say I'm a big fan of shoving things up butts.
No.
Yeah, okay, Amanda.
I'm a normal person, I swear. I mean, we're friends, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what were your thoughts? I'm going to let you talk about Justin's date with Victoria. I want to hear your thoughts on it.
I thought it was fine. I wasn't, like, excited about it. I'm not excited about them, but at the same time, I'm not, like, excited about Justin and Genevieve. I don't know. It reminded me a little bit more of like a date that we would see on like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, when I feel like usually the Paradise dates are just them like leaving the like palapas and like going somewhere else, you know, where this was like they rode the ATVs or whatever you call them. And they're like swimming in the water. Yeah. There was that like awkward, like selfie video moment where Justin did not look good. I don't know. I mean, it was just like, whatever, like
they
I
didn't even kiss like
yeah it was just like eh you
yeah
know?
they didn't nothing happened for me that was so exciting. Well, we can move on past that. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because I agreed. I just turned the page literally because I was bored. What do you think about Sierra and Michael now? Are you like shipping it or what's the deal? Because she seemed to be very understanding during her little convo with Michael, you know, about how he's scared to put himself out there again and nobody's going to compare to his ex-wife, Laura.
Again, you know, he'll always have the love for her. I did think that Sierra handled it very well.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm also a little nervous that Amanda, like, let me know how you feel about this. But for me, like, if someone like trauma dumps on me, like, I'm a very like emotional person. Yeah. So if someone like opens their heart to me, I will immediately feel so much closer to them. And I will immediately start to empathize for them. And I will immediately like want to be there to support them. And we have this little like trauma dump moment that was very sweet. But I'm like, it's going to be that much harder for Sierra to walk away. And I don't know if like it's going to be genuine or if she just is going to feel like they're close because he's told her these things. I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. I do think that she handled it very well. Do I think they're a great match, to be honest with you? No. But she's much younger than him. And I feel like they're two totally different people. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion. But, you know, Michael's really feeling it. So, you know what? I'm happy for him.
I know.
He's a good guy. And come on our podcast, Michael.
Oh my God, if Michael I freaking came on our podcast, I would shit myself. I would miss the podcast because I would just be shitting everywhere.
See, Alex shit herself. Michael I, please come on our podcast.
I don't know. My thing is like, I'm team Michael A. So if Michael A really likes Sierra, really wants to see where things go with Sierra, I support it. I ship it. You know, like I'm not going to be that critical of Michael A like I am of most people just because he's like, he's a special gem. Okay, Amanda, lead us into the next topic. I'm going to finally grab some Clorox wipes to
this up. Okay.
But I unplugged my headphones so I can still hear you.
Okay. So
BRB.
Okay, bye. I'm
knocking over my ring light. Wait, can I still hear you? No, I can't. I unplugged the wrong thing.
Okay, whatever. I'll just keep talking. So we're going to dive into our next couple. Not sure if I'm seeing the sparks continue to fly here, but we have Logan and Shanae. They went on a date. They went dancing. Had a good time. I don't know why it sounded so country saying that. They went dancing. Dancing. Yeah. And it really pissed Haley off because Haley had a thing with Logan and Logan didn't really say, hey, is it okay if I go on this date? Nothing. Very weird, but whatever. Like, what can you do? I don't know if I'm shipping them together, but oh, it looks like Alex is coming back. I want to hear her thoughts on the whole Logan and Shanae.
This was weird to me at first. Mm-hmm. And the thing with having two episodes in a week is like, now we know more.
Which is good.
Yeah, but it's like we can talk all we want about Logan and Shanae, but it's like, is it relevant anymore? You know? And I'm just like, I was surprised the producers gave Shanae the date. Number one. Number two, like, I don't see the sparks flying.
That's what I said while you were gone.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so that date was okay. Whatever. Logan's really into her. I'm sick of this topic, so we'll move on. Something that I noticed, they were talking about like really gross stuff, you know, near the bar in Paradise. Did you notice how Sierra does not have a pinky?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Okay. Yes. No. No. Okay. The answer is no. I did not know this. I didn't know this. I didn't realize this. I was surprised. Even Michael A was like, I didn't know this.
I didn't notice that on Clayton's season either.
So I did really like that they were like talking about like their scars and stuff. Like I thought that that was cute. And like, that's something that's fun to see. Like you get to know a little bit more and it's cute to see like these people bonding. But she totally one-upped everyone. They were like, I had surgery or I fell off my bike. And Sierra's like, I'm missing a pinky, bitches.
And then Brandon's like, I got a finger shoved up my butt. Again, with the shoving of the butts. That's literally the theme of the episode. But I thought it was kind of interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It's not like you need your pinky anyway. But let's just move on because there's so much shit to talk about. So our next subject, Sally. That spells Sally.
Apparently.
Not.
This was wild for so many reasons. I need your thoughts, Amanda.
You want to know why I thought it was wild? PSA, I'm not that kind of person to snoop through your bag, but the things that I saw that were in Sally's bag, I had a lot of questions for her well-being. One is a waffle maker. Two, hair extensions. Three, a vibrator. Girl, why? Why do you need a waffle maker? Why do you need a vibrator? Hair extensions I get, but like, why?
Come on, you can, oh, come on, there's plenty of reasons why you would need a vibrator. But the...
and a waffle maker. Plenty of reasons.
They were saying the waffle maker, they like gifted her after the final rose. I don't remember this.
I
but like
either.
That they gifted it to her for her wedding as like a wedding gift with dumbass wedding gift from like 20 girls, whatever. So this is obviously something the producers packed.
Yeah.
Then no one keeps their hair extensions like that. I'm sorry. No one keeps, I don't wear extensions. I've never worn extensions, but I know you don't treat your hair extensions like that. Like stuff them into a suitcase and they're all knotted. Like,
yeah.
I thought that this was extremely rude of the producers. I thought it was extremely inappropriate. I didn't like the way the girls reacted. I do understand like the shock value and like maybe I would have reacted the same way in the moment, but I thought it felt like it was, they were bullying her. And especially now we know she actually does come to the beach, and whether that was her belongings or not, I don't know. I was just really disappointed in the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. And then the whole skit with Wells, I don't know, like, if that was, like, funny or not funny, but whatever.
I did like the skit, and I thought the skit was, like, poking fun in, like, a cute way.
Yeah,
and I
that,
thought, like,
they
that was
done.
Enough. Like, yeah, they could have just left it at that. Again, like, what do we believe? I just love, like, the girls are walking around, like, what is going on? What is going on? Is Sally coming, like, to the producers, and they don't say anything, and then they're, like, they go over to the Wells, and he spills the tea.
Yeah. Okay, so new subject. Romeo.
Okay, my next note is that they're like, where's the vibrator? And Kira goes into the boom, 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 boom with Sally's vibrator. I'm like, that's not hygienic.
And also, too, another person added to this Romeo triangle. I do not remember Brittany from Matt James season.
Yes, you do. She was the stripper.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She was the one that everyone was like, she's a stripper. She's a stripper or whatever.
Stripper Brit comes in. And, you know, Romeo is in this triangle with Kira and Jill. He's an idiot because he's crying and he's stupid. And then Brittany tells him, I'm not interested. And Romeo was interested in her, too. And she turned down his kiss. I was like, you go, girl.
And
I was
Romeo
proud of
was
her.
Like, what did he say? He was like, oh, she avoided my kiss, but I could tell she's actually interested. I'm like, men are so dumb.
And then, honestly, Jill, you know, turned him down too. And the thing that she said that killed me, was, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of a great person.
I miss that. I love that.
I was peeing my pants laughing. I'm like, you just said that on national television. I'm sorry, but like, I'm kind of a great person.
That's the title of this episode. I'm sorry. We're actually kind of like great people.
Great people.
We are, so, though.
Totally. And then Romeo's trying to get Haley. He's just gross and a player. I'm not into it.
Like, at this point, just give out your rose. I was glad he gave his rose to Jill. Spoiler alert. Because.
Yeah, that's where we're moving on to. So
yeah,
you're good.
She deserved it. Like, she deserved that friendship rose after everything he put her through. The other thing is, I did really empathize for Jill, like, actually being upset because there was history in this relationship. So, and he was being an ass. I don't know. I hope he goes home next rose ceremony.
That would be really nice. And Wells is basically like, Romeo was a fool, you know?
Yes. And he was quoting Shakespeare. I was like,
go off well.
A fool shows himself to be wise, but a wise man shows himself to be a fool.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, and then did you see, like, Casey? He was totally hitting on Jill, and, like, she wasn't even, like, aware. He was like, so what are your future plans? Where do you see yourself going? Are you in
not with you?
And she was just like, I don't know what I see. I don't know what's going on.
And this rose ceremony is crazy. Like, even before the rose ceremony, now we're on part two mm-hmm. of the episode.
I feel like we need like a transition, like a.
And now part two of the best 2-on-1 ever, Bachelor in Paradise edition.
Week two.
Scene one. Ladies are desperate, but Jacob is loving the attention.
Yes.
I don't know why I sound like Siri, but basically Kira is really trying, you know, with her leaf undergarments, and he's like, damn. And she was looked funny. Like, she looked like a freaking lettuce wrap.
That was funny. That was very funny.
I just would never trust her as a doctor, in my personal opinion.
I don't know what kind of physician she is. Like, I want to know.
Yeah, and she probably lost respect from all of her patients anyway. Burn.
Burn. Burn. Imagine she, like, is like a pediatrician or something. That would be bad. Like, with little kids.
My kids would not go there if I had any. No. Tell you that. Whatever. So, that's that. It seems like Jacob is the hot commodity, you know, because yep. he's kind of like the wild card, the jungle wild card, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then, I love Justin. We're going to talk about, everyone has their freaking birthdays so close together, but Liz lied about hers. So, for reals, it's Genevieve's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and Justin set up a whole cake, and it was just so nice, you know?
It was nice, except he goes, yeah, I know she doesn't really like chocolate, so I got her a vanilla cake with, like, a little bit of chocolate. And I look at the cake, as someone who doesn't really like chocolate and definitely doesn't like chocolate cake, it's mostly fucking chocolate. The entire cake is covered in chocolate.
But still, like, the thought is nice.
Yeah.
And nice. Justin seemed to be pretty interested in Victoria, but now Victoria is making the shift to Johnny.
I see them
yeah,
together.
I think they're a better pair, and they kind of seem promising.
Yeah, I feel like they complement each other. Like, I don't know if either of them would be super serious, but I feel like they're good.
So Haley's pissed, you know, because yes. they kind of had a thing, but
supposedly
whatevs.
And Hunter and Johnny, it was like weird.
Did you also hear when Casey called Victoria a whore?
No. What?
Yeah. During his, like, camera time, how Victoria went from, like, one man to another, and Casey's like, yeah, Victoria's a whore.
Wow. I do love how Casey's, like, the narrator this episode.
I like him.
He's cute. I hope he sticks around. But, like, wow, calling someone a whore. There's major slut shaming happening on Paradise this season. I don't like it.
But this is what we're reporting. So, you know what? So, sadly, our blondies are gone. And
Hunter and Haley, yes.
Hunter and Haley. And someone left because she's not interested in our boy, Andrew, Teddy. What were your thoughts on Teddy just walking out and not saying goodbye to anybody after she talked to Andrew? You knew I was going to bring this up, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It made me uncomfortable, but I do think it goes to show how exhausting Paradise is. Because in the morning, she had this wonderful conversation with Rodney when he came down to the beach. We didn't say that yet, but Rodney.
But Rodney comes. Hi, Rodney. We already talked about
Rodney.
You.
Hi, Rodney. Yes. And we want you on our podcast and subscribe to everything and like it and repost. Thank you. And she has this great conversation. She's excited. It seems like they hit it off, especially after she's like not really feeling like a romantic connection with Andrew. And then next thing you know, we like see her like crying in the background to the producers and being like,
I know you want me to find love. I know that's why you wanted me to come on the show. But like, I just have to go. I have to go. And like, I've been in that kind of situation before where you're like, you make a decision and you're like, no, this has to happen right fucking now. Like, my emotions are too high. I'm not going to go to sleep and like, I'm not sleeping on it. I'm not going to talk to anyone and like get talked out of it. Like, this is what my gut is telling me. I need to go right now. So I did respect it, but at the same time, it was like a little bit disappointing, and you could tell like Serene and everyone was really upset. Joe was like, all my friends are gone. And I also feel bad for Rodney because he was going to ask her out on the date and I thought they would have been a good match.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe outside of paradise, you know, you never know.
Or maybe she'll
Rodney's
come back.
Rodney's a catch. And she Rodney missed her is a catch. Opportunity. Back to Victoria again. Sorry. Do you think that Justin picked Genevieve because he saw Victoria kiss Johnny?
Oh, 100%. And also, yeah. It's her birthday. He doesn't want to send her home on her birthday.
Yeah.
And their connection was longer, like 12 hours longer. So do you want to run through the lineup of whose roses everyone got?
Oh, joyous occasions. We'll be here for a while.
But no, it's quick. Justin and Genevieve.
Yep.
Jacob and Lace. Brandon and Serene, obviously.
Victoria and Johnny.
Yes. Casey and Britt, which I didn't even really realize that they yeah. were a thing.
Little
Andrew
weird.
And Teddy, Sierra and Michael, Logan and Shanae, and Romeo and Jill. I was sad that Kira went home. She's good television.
Well, we had her for 2 weeks. She's going to go back to doing whatever kind of doctoring she is doing.
Yes.
But you know what? Whatever.
Whatever.
I feel bad for Hunter, too, that she left because she really liked Johnny.
Yeah, and she was cute. She really seemed like she was there for love, you know?
Yeah. And were you surprised that Jill took Romeo's rose?
I was.
After she said that she wouldn't.
Yes, but she did have like a caveat and she was like, this is not a romantic rose.
You yeah, know? That's fair. She's looking out for herself and giving herself another chance to find love and not with Romeo. You know what? At least I thought this was funny too. Back to Haley again. Oh, I talked about Hunter. Now I'm on Haley. I feel bad Haley didn't find love because I liked her. I thought she was funny. I feel like we got to know her. But she did find air conditioning. So I'm really happy for you, Haley, that you have air conditioning. So,
you know, priorities, right?
That's all I have to say.
So we talked a little bit about Rodney, even though he comes on later in the episode, but we had two more men come to the beach this episode. Aaron and James, everyone's favorite bromance. How'd you feel about them coming to the beach, Amanda?
Literally same. They're okay. I'm not like, oh my God, it's Aaron and James. The date kind of did bring me some joy a little bit. Those boys can dance. And we're back to some memories from Clayton's season. They naturally picked, you guessed it, Genevieve and Shanae. They seemed like they got along, but I kind of thought it was fake. I don't know.
I do feel like Shanae's not going to like apologize and own up for her actions, but like she genuinely wants to find love and she doesn't want to have a shit edit. It did seem a little fake. I mean, Amanda, you and I literally host the best 2-on-1 ever week after week. So I feel like we can say that like their 2-on-1 was absolute shit and like we are so much better. But
exactly. Facts.
Facts. Big facts, as they kept saying this episode. But I don't know. I feel like her and James did have a genuine connection. I saw sparks flying more so than I saw with Logan, at
exactly. least. And I feel bad for Logan. It seems like next week, you know, she might have to say, hey, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, and do you remember last week when I was like, oh, the only like pre-paradise prediction I have is Aaron and Genevieve, but I don't know why. I think that I had like a repressed memory of Shanae being like, oh yeah, Aaron and Genevieve hooked up on After the Final Rose. Because I was like, I have no idea where the fuck this came from. It's not like I saw it in a preview. I was just like, I just feel like they would be a good match.
Both of those guys are better matches for both Genevieve and Shanae. Like, yes. I felt like they had more of a spark with James and Aaron.
I agree.
So Justin can do better anyway. So, you know, and then I also thought that Justin said it was mad disrespectful that Genevieve went on the group date, and he did too, you know? So, like,
yeah, he both kind of disrespected
each other, but, like, whatever.
This is freaking paradise, y'all.
Let's move on.
And so my favorite Bachelor in Paradise couple makes their return just to hang out, Ashley and Jared.
How sweet. They're so freaking cute.
What were your thoughts on that?
I didn't expect them to come down so early.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the trailer, to be honest with you.
I am really excited for them to be here. Also, looking ahead to next week, seeing them like have like a little date, because Paradise wasn't always like super romantic.
No, and now they're actually enjoying it.
And part of the reason why I love Ashley and Jared, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but Ashley and Jared are really like a great example of like the producers working overtime, because all we saw for years is Ashley like chasing Jared and crying because Jared doesn't love her. And now they're freaking married with a kid. They own a business together. Like,
yeah,
there was real love there. And yeah, Jared was still dating other people, and like there were elements that weren't like edited and made to seem more extreme. But to know that like Ashley, I got the like crazy girl edit,
yeah,
for a long time. And now she is very happily married, it seems.
She seemed to calm down.
Yeah. And it's all because of the freaking producers. Like, that's why I have so much respect for them, because they got through that. Their relationship just seems very beautiful. I'm very happy.
Yeah, but I think it's nice for the contestants to have Ashley and Jared there just to help them kind of navigate through Paradise and to mm-hmm. see, you know, what they're looking for and if that person is right in front of them. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. that. That's all I have to say. But next week looks pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, did they preview anyone? Oh, wait, they did. I'm like, did they preview anyone coming down to the beach? Sally. So there's that.
S-A-L-L-E-Y. Sally.
Oh, God. So, it's going to be fun.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Brennan and Serene totally fucking knew each other before all this.
Yeah, I agree. But
and I would rather know they just fucking own it. I would rather they just own it rather than be like, oh, it's so nice to meet you, and then make out. Like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fake, but you know what? They're probably lasting, calling it.
Oh, 100%. That's all I have to. That's my last final thought.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really have anything else to say, except I'm looking forward to actually seeing Sally come to the beach.
I hope the producers are nicer to her when she's actually on the beach.
Yeah, I hope so too. Maybe she'll get a date card.
Who knows? She should.
Yeah, and then we got to figure out who Rodney's going to take on his date now.
Ooh, guesses. Go. Who do you think?
Ooh, this is going to be a hard one, no? Because he seemed to have his eyes on Teddy.
Yeah, like, very strongly.
So maybe he's going to have to get to know more people before making a decision.
I hope it's Jill.
I was just going to say, I don't know, Jill.
We'll see.
That's all for us to find out next week.
Yes. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us and like and subscribe and everything and comment and reshare, repost on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram if you're not already.
Exactly what she said. Copy paste that. All right. Well, you know what to do, guys. Okay. When we hang up, that's what you're going to do next.
When we hang up.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week.